Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Good morning. Man, what we call impossible is what? Easy. That's right, easy for our God. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Terry Hill, and I am the Next Steps pastor, if we've not had an opportunity to meet. And we are in a series called Summer Playlist. We have been looking at stories from the Old Testament and learning wisdom and truth from men and women that we can apply to our lives. And so I am so excited this morning to share this story with you that God has given to me. You know, how many of you guys have ever taken a picture, right? And you take this picture, maybe you're at a graduation, you're at a sporting event, and when you go and look at it later, you notice that it's blurry, right? And you're like, oh man, this was an epic picture. And it's blurry, and it might even look something like this one, all right? It's a football field. I don't really know the team out there, but you might be able to guess a little bit. But there's a lot of lights. There's a lot of movement, right? We see there's a crowd. We see there's some people, but it's so blurry, it's hard to notice the details. So we take our phones, and we zoom in, right? We focus a little bit more, and when we do, we begin to make out, oh, look. We can begin to see the crowd. We can see some of the people. But we're like, man, I bet I can see a few more details. So we begin to focus a little bit more. And when we do, we notice an individual, right? Now, here's the deal. This individual was always sitting in the crowd. It's just there was too much competing for our attention. It was hard to notice and focus in on him. But now that we can see him, right, we can see a lot of the details. We can see what he's wearing. We can see that facial expression. I mean, there is something that has gone on the field. There's a call, right, that just happened, and he is fixated on it. He is thinking about it, right? So there's a lot that we can see when we began to focus. Now, I want to tell you something. This is how our amazing Heavenly Father, our God, sees you and me every single day. Guess what? Every single second, I believe that he has zoomed in and that he is focusing on us in our lives. Our God cares about what we're going through. He's concerned about the details of our life. Our God has vision, he's got dreams, and he has purpose for every single one of us. He sees emotionally, relationally, physically, mentally, everything that we are walking through. Because God cares about the details. Now, for some of us, and I know it's true for me, at times in life, I feel like I live in picture number one. I feel like I can live in the blur. You know, sometimes it's just life. It's schedules. It's appointments. It's keeping up with the kids. It's finances. It's meetings. It's jobs. It's our workplaces. It's our mother-in-law, father-in-law. It's relationships. But a lot of times we are waking up to what can feel like the blur. And sometimes even before we even put our feet on the floor, it's hard to know what to focus on. And then, and I'm going to go here for a minute, we have this thing called a cell phone. How many of you love your cell phone, right? And on our cell phone, we have this thing called notifications. You know where I'm going? I'm going to say notification, notification, notification. You know, every single store that exists, there almost seems to be an app for it. And we can download that app. And we can choose to turn on the notification. And all of a sudden, we see 30% at Target swimwear Thursday. We see what's going on Amazon deal days. We see Publix BOGO, right? All of a sudden, we're going through our days. And life is just blurry because of life. But now life can get even blurrier because of the notifications. And then I'm going to go here for a minute. We all love what? Social media. Every single social media platform has an app of its own. And then we can get notifications, right, of what's going on different platforms. And before we realize it, we're noticing more of the notifications, and we're living in the blur, than sometimes what I believe is God's best for our life. See, recently, I was looking for something to buy, and my husband said, hey, why don't you go on Facebook Marketplace? Why don't you just go and look up and see if it's there? And I was like, that's a great idea. So I got out my cell phone, got on Facebook, and about 30 minutes later, my husband comes up to me, and he's like, Terry, did you see it? Did you find it? And honest to goodness, I will tell you guys, I looked up at him, and I was like, what? What am I supposed to be looking for? What were we talking about? He's like, Terry, remember you were going to look for this item? And I was like, oh, my goodness. 30 minutes had gone by. And what had I done? I had found this really cool egg casserole that me and my daughter would love to bake, right? I had noticed something on Facebook with a friend of mine, and now I'm all caught up in her world, and I'm thinking about what's going on with her, that I got so distracted that I lost what? I lost focus. Focus. See, God has the best for our life. And God notices things and knows things that are going on in our life. And I would wonder sometimes that instead of us waking up in the morning and noticing the notifications, that what if we chose to take an opportunity before our feet even hit the floor to just simply have a very short and simple conversation with our God. The God that sees the details, the God who cares, the God who's concerned about us. And what if we simply said this? What if we said, hey, God, what are you putting in front of me that I need to notice today? That's it. That short, simple conversation. God, what is some wisdom that I'm going to need for the meeting that I have coming up? God, what do you want to talk to me about my child? I'm getting ready to take them to summer camp, and I'm going to have 20 minutes with them uninterrupted. Maybe instead of turning on the music or the podcast, maybe there's some things I need to notice about them that we need to talk about. God, what do you want me to notice today? Because again, he's got purpose. He's got vision. He's got things every day that he wants to show us, that he wants to talk to us about. God is a God of relationship. And what if we noticed him more than we sometimes notice the notifications? You know, our Bible story today is in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. It is 3 verses. Now, this Bible story is basically a story that is surrounded by probably some bigger, more well-known stories. If you were turning the pages, you maybe would even miss it. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on these 3 verses in this story. Now, there's a woman in this story. The Bible doesn't give us her name. The Bible simply says that she is the woman from Shunem. Shunem is the city that she lives in. Some other versions say that she is the Shunammite woman. This is a woman who was focused. This is a woman who had vision. This is a woman who chose not to live in the distraction, but she chose to take obedient steps towards what God was highlighting in her life. This woman helps teach us how not to live in the blur, but to take steps to live in God's best and notice what is right in front of us. This woman does this. She teaches us how focus is how vision becomes a reality. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about vision. What is vision? Vision, a very simple definition of vision is this. It's a clear picture of a better future. A clear picture of a better future. But just having vision is not enough. Because in order to move in the vision, in order to take steps away from the blur, we have to live a focused life. Focus is what will help to keep us from living in the distraction. You know, I go back to that story, right, I just told you about with my husband. I wonder what would happen if I had had that item written down in front of me, right? Maybe that would have kept me from being distracted. Little steps we can take to keep ourselves focused. And that's what this woman is going to show us today. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 8. Let's read. One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there. And she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, "I am sure that this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof, and let's furnish it with what? A bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by." All right. The first thing I want to teach us about how focus helps vision become a reality is, number one, if you're taking notes, focus notices. Focus notices. Now, I believe that God moves in some of the most ordinary moments of our lives. Guys, I think sometimes maybe we're looking for the spectacular, we're looking for the loud. And God is moving in the small little moments that he wants us to notice. And let's go back to verse 8 here. Because what do we see? Elisha's coming through town. And what happens? This woman does what? She simply just notices. Right? I could see her maybe sitting outside with her husband in the cool of the day. And all of a sudden, she spots him traveling through. And she has a simple idea. It wasn't complex. It wasn't like she had to get out a 10-page plan of how her life was going to align with this man and she was going to figure everything out. No, she simply just took a step. And the step was, "Hey, come and share a meal with me and my husband." That was all. See, before she built a room, which we see in verse 10, before she built the room, she noticed the man. And here's what. Focus will help us recognize what distraction wants all of us to miss. See, if this woman had noticed him, but then she said, "What am I going to make for him? I don't even know what I have, and maybe I need to call my friends and see if I need to make something for him." And she got everyone involved, she would have gotten distracted in that moment. But she simply took a step to notice what God was placing in front of her. See, when we get focused to notice, we can see the things that God is wanting to highlight in our life. How many of you guys have ever gotten a book from someone, and on that book, they've already spent some time highlighting some things, and it just so happens that your eyes seem right to jump out on those words, just like here on the screen. If we go back for just 1 second, what is highlighted is you just saw meal, right? It's jumping out on the screen, and I believe that's how God works. He wants to highlight different things along our path, different things for us to see, different things for us to pay attention to. You know, it says in Proverbs 3:6, it says what? Acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your steps. It's asking God to help you acknowledge what he's highlighting, acknowledge what he's wanting you to see in those ordinary moments. So number one, focus notices. Number two, how does focus help us not live in the blur, but live in God's best? Focus discerns. Focus discerns. Now, I love verse 9. Verse 9 says this. She said to her husband, she says what? Again, jumping out at you. I am sure. I am sure she wasn't guessing. She wasn't trying to figure it out. She wasn't wondering. She wasn't trying to get all over social media and see how many other people agreed with her. She was sure. She was firm. She had a knowing. She was resolute. She was bold in this statement. And what was she sure? She was sure that this was a holy man of God. Because now, by this time, Elisha had what? The prophet, the man of God. He had come to her home. And every time he was passing through Shunem, he stopped in for a meal. And they began to talk. And they had relationship with each other, right? She shared things and he shared things and her husband shared things. And through talking, through that shared time, she began to notice more and more that, yes, he is a prophet of God. He has God's heart for the people. She began to notice and she began to discern, and she could say with certainty that this is a holy man of God. And I believe as he was sitting there at the table, that God was working in her life, and God was showing her things, and God was talking to her, and God was putting in purpose in her life. God was giving her vision. God was giving her dreams through those meals. And here is what happens. Here is what discernment will do. Discernment will help align us, right, with God's assignments. I want you to hear this. Discernment helps align us with God's assignments. See, when we begin to discern what God is doing in our life and talking to us about, when we can become certain and know that we're hearing his voice, see, he is wanting to align us with people. He's wanting to align us with places. He's wanting to align us with circumstances. And as we begin to move in that discernment and move in that alignment of those assignments, we will know what to say yes to and what to say no to, because we know the direction we're heading into. See, not every open door is an open door we are supposed to step into. Not every opportunity is an opportunity that he has placed before us. And you know, I have FOMO. I have the fear of missing out. Just talk to my husband. Anybody invites us somewhere, I want to be there. Something's going on, I want to do it. I love people. I want to hang out. I want to be a part of things. But discernment does what? It also helps to protect us. It helps to keep us. Discernment will help us rest when we need to rest. Say no when we need to say no. So in order for focus to be how vision becomes a reality, we have to notice and we have to begin to discern what God is doing in our life. And sometimes I wonder if we just don't feel so overwhelmed and maybe just feel like we're living in the blur because we're trying to respond to everything that comes our way instead of discerning what God is asking us to step into and to step towards. So, focus notices, focus discerns, and then number three, focus prepares. Focus prepares. Let's look at verse 10 again. Let's build a small room for him on the roof, and we're gonna do what? We're gonna furnish it with the what? A bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. So have a place to what? Stay. Guys, I want you to hear me on this one. Right here, as focus prepares, is where vision becomes visible. V-B-V. Vision becomes visible. See, I believe that as Elisha had come into her home and as they were sharing meals, I believe somewhere along the way she was discerning that, yes, he's a holy man of God. He is a prophet. And somewhere along the way, she could see herself building an addition for Elisha. And she could not only see that addition, but she saw the details tied to that addition. She saw the bed, a place for him to rest his head. She saw the chair, a place for him to sit. She saw the table where he could go and put out his scrolls and that he could read, and the lamp that gave him light to be able to see. Her vision along the way, the vision that God was giving her and showing her as she was being obedient to step towards what God was highlighting, that God was bringing it to pass. And so she didn't just see it and say it, but she said, "Let's build. Let's build. Let's do this." She didn't wait. She didn't waver. You know, there's a difference between a dream and a vision. A dream, we could say, I have dreams for this and dreams for that. But we, unfortunately, because life can get blurry, we can take our dreams and we can put them up on a shelf. And we can say, well, I'll get to it later. 6 months go by. You know, I'll do it next year. 2 years go by. When the kids get a little older. When they go off to college. I mean, we can leave our dreams on a shelf for a lifetime. But the vision that God has for us, the purposes, as we're noticing and discerning, somewhere along the way, we're going to want to start preparing for what we see. And focus is what helps, again, the vision become a reality. Because now we are acting on what we are seeing. You know, preparation is what we're going to make room for, right? We will make room to prepare. And a lot of times we say, you know, I want a stronger marriage, but we need to make room even to have conversation with each other, right? We need to make room to lock eyes with each other and talk. You know, we say that I want a deeper walk with God, but maybe it means that we're making room to just have some conversation with him, setting aside some time to read our Bibles, get in a Bible study, get with a group, and just talk to some people about Jesus. Even that simple prayer, that conversation, God, what are you wanting me to notice? Maybe before your feet hit the floor, you're just acknowledging him and making room for him in your life. But we have to prepare for that, right? We have to make room for that. Our preparation is our response to what God has already shown us and what he is highlighting. See, this woman did not wait till the need was urgent. She didn't wait till he needed a room. She went ahead and stepped into it, prepared for it. Now, this story is 30 verses long. And I just told you the first 3 verses, right? Please, when we are done today, go and finish the story. Because it is incredible to see how God continues to align the assignment, to align Elisha with the woman from Shunem. How God uses this room that she was preparing for Elisha, that God was also preparing for her and her family. You know, what we communicate and teach up here is often what we are also learning ourselves. So I just have to be so honest with you guys. I wrote this message about 4 weeks ago now, and I just shared with you that this message is what? It's 30 verses long, right? And I love this entire story. And every part of me wanted to share a message with you today that included the whole story. I mean, I would have loved to have read all 30 verses to you today. So when I wrote this originally, I had wrote it to try and include everything, right? So here's something that I love that we do here at Wellspring every single week. We have something called our creative meeting. This is a meeting where some of our pastors and staff, we come together and we read through the messages that we are going to be teaching on a Sunday morning. We don't just read, but we are praying. We are talking to the Holy Spirit. We are asking Him to help us notice and discern the vision for every Sunday, because we believe God has something specific He wants to share every single Sunday morning with our family here at Wellspring Church. And so all of us as a staff, we are asking the Holy Spirit for His heart, for the word that is going to come forth. Now, so honest, when the staff read my message, they said, "Terry, we want to be nice, but honestly, we feel like we are living in the blur as we are reading your message. We are distracted." And why? Because I was trying to focus on this whole entire story. That in me trying to fit everything in, I had lost focus on what I was teaching. Do you see the irony in that? On a message on how focus is how vision becomes a reality, I myself was living in the blur. And they were just so honest with me. They said, "Terry, it's like two messages in one." And I love when we can have trusted friends and people who are hearing from the Holy Spirit help align us with our assignment. Because today I was only supposed to speak on these three verses. How does focus help vision become a reality? Focus notices, focus discerns, and focus prepares. And I'll tell you what I did. I went back to that question that I shared with you guys at the beginning. It was the question of this: God, what are you putting in front of me that I need to notice? I sat down with Him with this message, and He so clearly showed me what to share and what to say today. But I'm telling you guys this because it is so easy to live in the blur and not live in His best. And it could be you're sitting here today and you're like, "Well, all of this sounds great, but what do I do? What's my next step?" Well, I would encourage all of you right now to get out your cell phone. Now, don't look at all the notifications, right? But get out your cell phone and simply scan this QR code. Because when you do, it's going to take you to a resource that has been designed to help you notice what God is putting in front of you. We have created questions on noticing, on discerning, and on preparing. And it could be that you're like, "You know, I don't want to do this alone." And that's fine. Because God created us for community. God created us to live in relationship. So I would encourage you, take this and go through it with a trusted friend, an individual, a family member. Maybe you're a student and you're heading off to college, or you're going back to college or grad school, or you're heading into high school or middle school. And there's some things that God wants to talk to you about in your journey. And you can go through this with your parents or your tribe leader. God has a dream and vision and plans and purpose for all of us. And I just believe today there's things He's wanting us to notice, and there's things He's wanting us to see and highlight in our lives along our journey. You know, it could be the person in your home that's been a little quieter than usual. It could be the child that needs your presence more than your productivity. It could be the spouse who's maybe caring a little bit more, and they just need you to notice what they're quietly going through. It could be the friend that says, "I'm fine," and keeps saying they're fine, but maybe they're not all that fine. And maybe it's just not even external. Maybe there's something internal that you're going through that you need to take time to make room and to notice. Maybe it's simply this, noticing how tired you really are and giving yourself permission to stop and breathe and sit. Maybe it's noticing that your peace has been crowded out by your hurry, or that your schedule is full, but your soul is empty. You know, I think before our feet even hit the floor, maybe before we start noticing all those notifications, maybe before our eyes have even adjusted to the world around us, it's simply just having a short, simple prayer with God. God, what are you putting in front of me that I need to notice? What do you want me to see today? Because I believe that God has wisdom for you. I believe that God has incredible thoughts he wants to give to you. I believe he's got plans for you. I believe that you could be sitting in the noticing or the discerning, or maybe you're in the building phase of this. And even today, as you are heading out, there's things that God is highlighting. So we're heading into our response time, and our prayer partners are going to come down. The team would love nothing more than to agree with you with what God is doing and maybe pray for you to help you notice and see, discern what God is doing, because we would love nothing more than to journey with you, our Wellspring family. And so we're going to head into our response time. But let's choose, right? Let's choose to not live in the blur, but to live in the best. And let's know today that focus is how vision becomes a reality. All right, I'm going to pray, and then we will respond. Let's pray. Father, this morning, I thank you that you are opening up our eyes. Lord, I ask today that you will help us not miss what you are placing right in front of us. God, in the middle of the noise, help us focus. In the middle of our responsibilities, help us to discern. In the middle of our plans, help us to make room for your purpose. Show us the person, the need, the opportunity, the conversation, or the step of obedience that you are highlighting. And when you show us these things, God, because I know you will, give us the courage to respond. God, we just don't want to hear your word, but we want to respond and act on it. So thank you today, God, for helping us as a church family to notice, discern, prepare, and make room for what you have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.